Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, I am so excited about this conversation. We're going to get a chance today to visit with a guy doing some fantastic things in this space and for this thing of ours. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, founder and CEO with AuxBus, Mr. Dan Radin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Dan, before we get too far into things, tell us about AuxBus. How are you serving folks?
So AuxBus is a software platform for people who have never made audio before, but want to have a podcast. And the people that we find that are the best fit for AuxBus are business owners, business people, marketers for small businesses, and AuxBus makes it super easy. Think of it like paint by numbers for audio. It takes you through all the steps you need to know for setting up your show, planning your content, recording. You know, we're actually talking right now over our newest technology, AuxBus Connect, that lets you bring in guests who are not in the same room with you. So that's all in our platform. And then we automatically adjust your levels, add your music, put all the different pieces together, and then help you automatically publish and distribute it to Apple, Google, Spotify, and all the other places where people listen to podcasts. So it really is everything you need in one place, in no requirement whatsoever of any audio experience to have a successful podcast.
Do you think this podcast thing is going to catch on?
No way. You know, it seems like, you know, we've been saying this thing about the internet for a while. I think this internet thing is going to stick around. And I think that podcasts are really one of the first internet native mediums or media that really have the internet enabled podcasts to become this thing that 1 in 3 Americans listens every month, 1 in 4 every week. And it's the same globally. You know, we're seeing countries all throughout Europe, all throughout Asia, people are listening to podcasts like crazy, and they're trading time with other media for time with spoken word audio. So for me as a musician, my background, I'm a drummer. It pains me to say, I see people trading time with music for time with podcasting. And we see the same thing with screens. We see people taking less time staring at screens, whether that's a TV or a phone, and spending more time listening to audio because we all want to be able to look up. We're all tired of looking down at our phones all day, and we get to be back in the world, but also being entertained and educated.
Now, I was recently at a conference, podcasting conference, and they said there was, I think, 600,000 podcasts out there now.
Oh, your data is actually out of date already. It's 750,000 as of about 2 months ago. So our forecast calls for the millionth show mid next year. And, you know, the way we put that into perspective is there are about 5 million YouTube channels and there are about 750,000 podcasts. So you can see not everybody that has a YouTube channel is going to have a podcast, but realistically speaking, probably at least 1 in every 2 at some point is going to have a podcast. So if we think there could be 2.5 million podcasts by 2022, that's not an unrealistic expectation given that the mass appeal, the coverage by the media, you know, you see podcasts being made into TV shows and movies and being written up on the cover of Time and Newsweek. So you're still early getting into podcasting if you're thinking about starting it now. It seems like everybody and their grandmother has a podcast, but the reality is we're still in the building part of the wave, not at the top like video.
Now, at the same time that the number that I quoted you, they said maybe a fifth of them were actively doing it. Those are all people that maybe in aggregate had started a podcast or had begun or at least had one episode, but they don't have kind of, one a month anymore. They started, threw it out there. Now, why do you think that there is such so much attrition in that it sounds like a good idea? They do it and then they stop doing it.
That's a great question. And I feel like I probably should have put you on commission to ask me this question because this really goes to the heart of why I started AuxBus. So my background is in audio technology products, and I spent 15 years developing everything from recording studio gear to live sound equipment to musical instruments, and then more recently, consumer electronics like home stereo systems and sport headphones for the gym. And I tried to make a podcast with those 15 years of audio technology experience. And I discovered that basically the way people made podcasts for the last 15 years was they were told, you, Mr. Consumer or Mrs. Consumer, go get this professional recording software, go to Guitar Center and buy all this professional audio equipment and figure out how to use it and figure out how to produce it and figure out how to add remote guests and then go figure out how to edit audio and find some royalty-free music and then figure out how to distribute it. And you end up needing 8 or 10 different pieces of software, all of which, in a lot of cases, were designed individually with no connections for professional engineers to use. And that's really what led me to start Auxbus. I wanted to create something that was super easy. I hate the analogy TurboTax for audio, but it's kind of like that. You don't need to be a tax professional to do your taxes with TurboTax, but Auxbus is really designed to be like a consumer audio software that makes it so that anybody can create podcasts. And I think that has a lot to do with the reason. It's been too hard. There have been too many tools required. You've needed to know too many things. You've needed to spend 100,000 hours on YouTube learning these things that were never written down in any books. On the plus side, we have seen other consumer style software startups start to make it easy for people to create podcasts, like Anchor, like Spreaker. And they're great because they make it really easy to record. But the problem with those other podcast startup softwares is that they don't really give you guidance. So really, we're just giving you a blank tape recorder and saying, hey, press record and then figure out what to say and how to say it and how to interview guests and how to be successful and do it on a regular basis. So going to your point about monthly or weekly, we know that successful podcasts publish at least once a month, at least once a week. And doing it less than once a week, you have an incredibly high likelihood of failing and what we call pod fading in the industry. So it's the combination of making it easy with the combination of step-by-step guidance, the feeling like what it's like to have a professional producer over your shoulder helping you with making good decisions and having the right information at the right time, and also keeping you honest about, hey, it looks like you haven't published an episode in about 3 weeks. Do you want to come back and publish a new episode? So we needed the combination of making it easy and all in one place with step-by-step, easy-to-follow guidance all the way through the process for success. We know that lots of people start podcasts and they'll have 0 or 1 or 2 episodes, but we're only doing our jobs correctly if people are actually successful and see good return on their time. Because again, most of our customers are business people, and you have to really choose carefully how you spend your time. You know, you need return on investment to make podcasting a good choice. So is that hour spent podcasting better used on blogging? And we want that answer to be very easy. Podcasting is the best way to spend that time. So that's really how we've designed Auxbus to ensure a high level of success, not just a high level of starting.
Now, from the kind of the entire library of podcasters or podcasting, are the people doing this, again, this is stuff that I learned, maybe it's outdated at this point, but the vast majority of podcasters are doing kind of these, to me, well, let's call them like kind of passion projects that are more about an interest they might have, and they kind of nerd out on that, whether it be conspiracy theory or true crime or romance or, you know, something that's not a true kind of business or a B2B thing. Like, and you mentioned early that the focus of this is for business. How big is that slice of the pie, the business podcaster?
It's fairly nascent. You know, when I look at the market of, if we segment podcasts that exist today, there are the short head in Seth Godin terms of celebrities and really successful large podcasts that are cult of personality, Joe Rogan, Tim Ferriss types. There are enterprise large companies, McDonald's and Reebok, that can spend tons of money having a professional team come in and produce their podcast soup to nuts for them and maybe spend well into the six figures a year on that. And then there's kind of the long tail, which primarily consists of, as you said, individual amateur consumers who told all their friends on Facebook they were starting a podcast. So they created a podcast and they did that 1 or 2 or 3 episodes. And then in a lot of cases churned out. And I think that what is going to emerge, and this is kind of the reason that we've built Auxbus the way that we have built it, is that there's a huge opportunity for businesses to leverage audio within their content marketing portfolio. You know, most businesses today have a blog. Most businesses today use social media as part of their content marketing. Most businesses today have videos on YouTube as part of their content marketing. And each of those different media has challenges. Social media is shallow and temporary, and not very substantial, which can be really nicely complemented with podcasts, which are much more deep and substantial. Video can be very slick and overproduced, even though it has this ability to visually explain things and show off features, but it can be inauthentic, which podcasts, you feel like the host is speaking directly to you. And there's a high level of trust with podcasts. And blogs are great because, again, you can get deep into content, but they're not portable. You can't listen to a blog while you're driving to work or while you're on the treadmill at the gym. So podcasts are a great way to take blog content and make it portable. So we see this opportunity that in our forecast, where the entire spoken audio market is probably going to be about $10 billion in the next 3 years. It's about $1 billion today in podcasts. It's about $1.5 billion in audiobooks. And then there's meditation apps. And if you roll all of these different types of audio content together, they're probably somewhere in the $5 or $6 billion range today. They'll probably be about $10 billion by 2022. But we see the biggest opportunity in terms of growing this market in businesses using audio for content marketing. We think that's actually going to be about $5 billion of this $10 billion market by 2022. So my call to action to everyone listening to this show is start a podcast as soon as you can, because this is the biggest opportunity to market your business, and your competitors are thinking about it. But in a lot of cases, they either have started it and didn't find the right tools to make it successful, or haven't started yet because they haven't found the right tool. So we're trying to enable businesses everywhere to be able to harness the power, the connection, the trust building that only audio can deliver to market their businesses and create really great conversions. It's a great mid-funnel approach in your customer development.
Now, walk me through, like, say I want to take the leap and I'm a business person out there. And look, I'm a business person, so I'm running a business. This is now something that I'm going to do as a marketing investment, right, in order to grow my business. So at what stage do I have to be in order to engage with Auxbus? Are you going to help me kind of strategically create the best podcast that's going to be effective for me? Or is this something I've already got that figured out? I've already got a game plan, and then I'm going to you for some of the tools in order to execute it. Like, where do you come into play?
I don't think you can start early enough. I think a great example is Gimlet Media. So Gimlet Media is a podcast production studio that was acquired by Spotify for something like $230 million in February of 2019. And part of the way that Gimlet rose to prominence, aside from being founded by two former NPR producers, was they had a podcast called Startup, where they documented their journey of what it was really like to start a business in podcasting. And I think that that's a great template for other businesses. When you're getting started, when you're thinking through the ideas, when you're looking at the competition, when you're sizing the market, I think you can talk about those things. And I think that that's a great way to connect with early customers. And then further along in the journey, as you're starting to develop what your brand is going to be and speak with early customers and try to develop early products, I think that's a great time, again, to be talking in audio form about what you're doing. It's a lot more efficient than having to have a professional producer come in and make videos for your early stage business. And with Auxbus, it's a fixed price. So we're a software as a service where you pay a monthly fee, and whether you publish one episode or 100 episodes that month, it doesn't cost us any more to help you with that. So I think you can't start early enough. I think that the back catalog in podcasting creates a lot of the value. So if you think about the Rolling Stones, you go see them on tour, they're going to play whatever their newest record is, but you're really there to hear Satisfaction. And the same is true for podcasting. Many podcasts' best episodes are not their newest one. People find you on the newest one because it might be a new author with a book out that you're interviewing and it's timely and crosses their Twitter feed or something like that. Or you're talking about a new product or a new initiative, but then they're going to go look at your back catalog and they're going to find your Satisfaction. And I think that the more back catalog you have, the more effective your podcast can be. So when you're selling, for example, you might include a link in an email to somebody you're selling to with, hey, I just thought this might be interesting for you to listen to. This is an episode we did 2 years ago about this particular thing that we were talking about on the phone today. And that's a great customer service touch. It's like you're building rapport without even having to sit with them. So I don't think you can start early enough. And Auxbus, to the other half of your point, really tries to guide you through every step of developing your show with playable examples. You know, so for example, when you're going to record your intro, we've got three different types of intros you can listen to. We've got links to blog posts that explain, here's what an intro is, here's some best practices for recording it. So we really try to make it so that you don't need to know anything ahead of time. It's really designed so that, you know, for example, my mom, she'll probably kill me for saying this, just turned 65 yesterday, but she's podcasted on Auxbus. And as part of testing this remote call-in technology that we're talking on right now, this Auxbus Connect, my grandmother, who's in her 90s, and I have tested it out together. It's that easy. And that's really what we're driving at. We don't want the audio technology and administrative tasks to get in the way of people being able to get their message across. And when you blog, when you use social media, you don't think about how do we record these keystrokes and how do we format the post. You just let the words out. And that's really our goal, is to make the technology and make the administrative tasks go away so that you can purely share the thing that you're an expert in.
So now walk me through what it's like. So I'm in. I'm going to do this Auxbus thing. So I have an idea for my podcast, and I have the microphone and mm-hmm. I have the computer. That's all I need technology wise, right?
That's
right. Computer or microphone. And it can mm-hmm. be a USB mic. It doesn't have to be a fancy, like you said, Guitar Center, $500 microphone.
Absolutely. And if you prepay for an annual plan at $400, we will actually send you a microphone.
So I don't even need that. So everything's included. So I go in and is it kind of intuitive where I'm going to just sign in and then it says, okay, you're ready for your first podcast? Like what's going to happen? What's the user experience going to feel like?
Sure. So the first time you log into Auxbus, you see an onboarding series of steps. The first thing is you watch a 5-minute tutorial with me that takes you through a tour of Auxbus. So it's 5 minutes long. It's a YouTube video. It's built in and it shows you all around. So you get oriented first. The next thing that you do is set up your show. So this is putting in your title, your show description, picking the categories. And again, we guide you through how to make good decisions on all of these steps. And these are the kinds of things that you do once. As you said, you've got your show idea and you can always come back and edit them later. But this is just setting up the one-time show as a whole. The next thing that we do to try to save you time is create reusable content. So this is your intro, your outro, and your call to action. And if you think about it, most shows have the same intro every time, the same outro every time, and the same call to action every time. If you think about most podcasts, a lot of times those are different each time. And those are things that don't need to be recorded uniquely each time. And these are things that take you extra time when you are editing or producing your podcast on your own. So we've automated those things. We take you through the steps of writing your intro, recording it, adding music. It's all automatic. You press one button, it all gets mixed together. And now your intro is done for every episode. We take you through that process for the intro, the outro, and the call to action. And then you're into your first episode. So that takes anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes setting that up the first time. And then once you're done with that, if you have a very simple show format that might be intro, main conversation, call to action, outro, all you need to do each episode is that main conversation, press preview, and you're done. So that's the whole thing. It's great because we help you really take a systematic approach to planning your content and not getting stuck in the weeds of all of the audio and all of the editing and setting levels and things like that. We do all of those things automatically because we don't think that most people want to do those kinds of things. And for the kind of person that does want to do his or her own editing and does want to set his or her own levels, we do enable upload and download for working with other pieces of software. Or if you really like doing it yourself in a really detailed way and you have a lot of audio experience, I don't want to say that Auxbus is the right thing for everybody. Auxbus is really designed for people who don't have audio experience for getting a show started. And we want to make sure that those kinds of people have a great experience. So if you have a lot of audio experience, if you have a degree in audio engineering, you probably aren't going to enjoy Auxbus, and that's okay. We really tried to focus on helping people who don't have any audio experience have great outcomes from episode one.
So now that I've completed it, I previewed it, I like it. How does it publish? How does it get to all of the different podcast directories out there? Like how are the show notes added? Is this all included as part of Auxbus, or do I have to go to a different place to do those things?
This is all included. So once you like your preview, you press publish or you press schedule for a future time. You immediately are submitted to what's called a hosting service. You don't really need to worry about what this is, but it's something that gets your podcast onto the internet. And then the first time when you publish your first episode, we take you through a series of really quick steps that help you get distributed onto Apple, Google, and Spotify. They're no more than four steps per platform. We're working on trying to make those even simpler. But once those are done that first time, each time you press publish or schedule for later, they're automatically distributed to all those platforms. So Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and then a lot of the smaller services like Overcast will use the Apple directory to populate. So you don't need to worry about publishing to all of those. So we get you, we think, to at least 98, if not 99% of all of the places people listen to podcasts in the US. And once that initial setup again is done, all you need to do is press that publish or schedule button and you're done. Everything is done for you. Show notes, titles, artwork, audio, categories, everything that you normally would have to do manually if you were self-publishing your podcast is done with the press of a single button.
So how are the show notes and all that kind of textual content captured with the press of a button?
Well, the writing of the show notes is something that we guide you through doing as you're creating the content. So one of the things that's different in Auxbus from a lot of other podcast creation softwares is that we encourage you to plan before you record. And part of this comes from my partner, Megan Bausone, who's our VP Operations. Megan has a master's in information architecture. And what that means is she's really great at taking super complicated things and making them simple. And one of the things that she saw in her research, we talked to a couple of dozen current podcasting businesses, formerly podcasting businesses who'd stopped, and businesses who'd expressed interest in wanting to start podcasting but hadn't. So we did this research, and one of the things that we found was nobody wanted to edit audio, but everybody wanted to have high quality content. And what we found looking at different ways to get there was if you plan your content ahead of time, and that could be a full script or it could just be bullet points, talking points, whatever is the right fit for you. If you do that planning ahead of time and then we show you what you've planned while you're recording, then you aren't likely to need to do very much editing. So when we help you do that planning, you automatically will have your script or your bullet points or your notes that you've used to do the recording that make writing those show notes super fast and easy. So we do guide you through taking what you've planned and turning that into show notes. And then once those are loaded into the episode, you press publish, they're automatically published along with the episode.
Now, do you do anything to help the podcaster kind of build an audience or build a following? Are there some best practices in that regard?
Yeah, we've really tried to be very giving in our content marketing approach. So we have, I think at last count, 30 different articles in the Auxbus blog and knowledge base that talk about our perspectives on how to do these kinds of things like audience growth and choosing a name and doing competitive analysis on positioning your podcast. So throughout Auxbus, you see usually three different panes. So the left is usually the thing that is the structure of the menu, kind of where you are within the hierarchy of the app. The middle is usually the thing that you're doing, so recording or writing or publishing. And then the right is usually the content guide. And the content guide is showing you, imagine the right pages of the manual being open time all the time. So a short description of what you're trying to do. I'm recording an intro. If you want more information, there's always a link to an article giving you more information. So in the publish section, that might give you a link to the audience growth or distributing your podcast. And then in some cases, there are even playable examples. So this is something, again, thanks to Megan's research, we found it was really important to have the right information at the right time so that people's questions were always answered and they didn't have to constantly have to go to YouTube or be searching the web for the right information. What you get with Auxbus automatically is a web page with your show and all the episodes and an embeddable player. So if you're blogging, you can embed the player, the playable episode within your blog or other web pages. You get links for sharing the episode in a visual way on platforms like Facebook and Twitter. And we do, again, have some good best practices articles on how to build an audience. But again, I want to reinforce that we really believe that podcasts are awesome mid-funnel. They are really great at building connection and trust and moving people toward a purchase decision. They are not the best medium for building an audience from scratch. They're not the best top-of-funnel approach. We still believe that social media, blogs, and websites are way better at getting new people into the funnel than podcasts are. Podcasts are great taking those new prospects that just found you on a Google ad, just found you on a Facebook ad, just signed up for your newsletter, taking those new prospects and moving them down the funnel toward making a purchase decision.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the coordinates? What's the best way to find out more information or get a trial going?
Great. So we're at auxbus.com. That's AUXBUS.com. And Auxbus is free to try for the first three episodes, which are ad supported. So you get the whole platform with no limitations. We don't turn things off. We don't limit things. So you get the full experience. If you have enjoyed it through those first three episodes, then you can upgrade to either $34.99 a month for weekly episodes or $39.99 a month for unlimited episodes. And as I mentioned, we also offer those two plans on annual pricing, which gets you 2 months for free at $349 and $399 a month. So really easy to try out. And as I mentioned, we've got this Auxbus Connect that we're talking on right now that we are finishing up integration on. So it's working on its own. And this enables you to bring in remote guests and remote participants like co-hosts who are not in the room with you. And that will be free inside Auxbus when it launches. It won't be an extra charge. We do have some things that we're working on for another tier that will be more expensive in the future. But right now, we promise not to charge you more than $40 a month because we just want to make it easy for you to get started right now.
Dan Stone here. What's the best way for someone to have a conversation with you or get started with this? Should they go to a specific website? What's the best way for folks to reach out and get started?
Great. Well, thanks, Stone. As I mentioned, auxbus.com is a great place to learn more about what we've been talking about. And then I always like to give out my personal email address. You know, I'm the CEO, but I also run customer service here. So Dan at auxbus.com, that's D-A-N. At AUXBUS.com. And I would love to talk with anybody who wants to talk with me. I very frequently do user research sessions. I want to know what it's like because, again, as somebody who's spent 15, 16 years in audio technology, it's really hard for me to get into the experience of what it's like to not have any audio background. So I like to spend a lot of time with people who are just getting started and listen to what your experience is like. So if that's something that sounds attractive to you, I'd love to trade some emails, jump on Zoom, and just look over your shoulder and see what it's like, because that's the only way that we can really make it great for people who don't have any audio experience. There's a lot of assumptions that you build up the deeper down this rabbit hole that you go, and I try to break them as frequently as possible.
Well, congratulations on the momentum, man. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much for investing the time with us this morning to share your story. We're going to continue to follow that. You already know you have two huge fans here with the ownership of the Business Radio X Network. And so we're looking forward to learning more as this thing continues to unfold, man.
Stone, Lee, thank you guys so much for this opportunity to speak with your audience. If there's anything that anybody has questions, Dan at auxbus.com. And that website again, auxbus.com. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Dan Radin, founder and CEO with Auxbus, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.